Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jayla. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
I'm sorry, you need what?
Your zip code.
92270.
You said 992. Can you please repeat that for me?
92270.
92270. And your first and last name?
Judy Miller.
Okay, thank you for that. And can I please just get you to verify your shipping address for me for security purposes?
187 Cavendish, Cavenish Drive, Rancho Mirage, California, 92270.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's see. So I do see where you did place the order for the Vibe watch. You paid the shipping for $5.97 on the 11th of February. How may I help you?
I want to cancel that subscription. I didn't realize I was signing up for a subscription.
Okay. May I ask you the reason why you wanted to cancel?
Because I don't want whatever you're sending.
Okay, now it is already sent out, so it's not a subscription that sends you out something like every month. It just builds your account after your 14-day trial end. Now, I can, let's see. Give me one moment, let me look into this for you. Okay, now since that watch it is already shipped out, I can offer you a 35% a discount off the original price, which will reduce your price to $45.48.
I didn't want that. It said it was just shipping only.
No, ma'am. You pay the shipping, and then after your 14-day trial, it do bill your account for the full price.
Well, I don't want it, and I don't have it. I don't even know where it is.
Okay, I do see where it did ship out to your address and it did deliver. So I'm not sure if you have it or just don't know where it is, but I can offer you a 50% discount, which will reduce your price to about, let's see, $34.99 off the original price.
I'll just have my credit card company reject the charge.
Okay, ma'am, but I would hate for you to go through the dispute process. What happens in the dispute process is your bank or credit card company do have to give us a call to verify the terms and conditions and the tracking number showing that the charges are legal and valid. At that point, you wouldn't be eligible for a refund. So what I can do, I can throw in my family and friends discount, making that a 75% discount for you. And it'll reduce your price to about $17.49 when it bills your account again.
When they bill my account again?
Yeah, it'll bill your account because the charge did decline. That charge, the $69.97 charge, just so I can reduce your price.
It will get declined every time.
Okay, now if you don't want that, the discount off the original price, you'll have to get that watch sent back out to us. So you can accept that 75% discount off the original price.
I can't cancel the subscription.
You can cancel, however, you have to get the watch sent back out to us. It'll be no problem to get it canceled out. However, you have to get it sent back out to us if we get it canceled out. Or you can keep it with a discounted price.
Which is what?
Which will be with my 75% discount. It'll be $17.49.
Okay, that's fine. You do that.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me just get your account. Let me just update that for you. All right, just to let you know, I am still here.
All right.
All right, so it is now updated. So the next time it'll bill your account, it'll just bill your account for that with that 75% discount applied, which would be $17.49.
You mean for this one item, and then it's canceled. You're not going to send me anything else, right?
That's correct, because it didn't bill your account just yet. It attempted to bill your account, but it didn't go through. So the next time it do attempt to bill your account, it'll only be with that discounted price, and then that's it.
Which is 17-something.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. So I do thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.